Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
How are you doing and feeling this morning, Bailey?
I am wonderful, Homer. How are you?
I'm blessed. Coming off a very exciting evening on yesterday. Salute to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. They had their national night out at Veterans Park on Milwaukee's lakefront.
Right.
And when I say it was an amazing time, a lot of people got a lot of great resources and free giveaways and some free food. And there were some great raffle prizes that they raffled off, even book bags that came with laptops from United Way. What did you say?
I said right.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it.
Oh.
I just was checking.
No, that was my fault.
What? I had to use it. But, so to our Milwaukee County Sheriff, Dr. Danita Arbaugh, amazing job with you and all of your deputies and staff. One of the other things that I like about when they do these national night outs is that they have a lot of the equipment that they use that, you know, we just see it when it's in action.
Right.
You know, we don't get to go up close and personal. So you can be like the tactical tank, I want to call it.
Right.
Like, ooh, so you know, children and, you know, adults, they were able to go and get inside and see all the working parts or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a unveiling of a memorial sheriff's squad car for Murphy, who is one of their deputies that ended up passing away from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So they are currently doing like a fundraiser to raise money to donate to, you know, the cancer awareness and things of that nature.
Nice.
So, but it was amazing with the unveiling and with how I do things, Bailey, you know, I'm always like prepared for whatever. So I knew that they were going to be doing an unveiling, but I have the taps, you know.
Okay.
Trumpet blowing.
Right.
And so
the song,
as they counted it down, you know, to unveiling, and it and they pulled it off and unveiled, the sheriff pulled it off, and I played taps. And,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Which brought even a greater sense of memorial and you know, a fallen, you know, deputy to cancer.
Nice.
So, yeah, so it, that, you know, that was amazing. Looking at the K-9 officers from Riker, you know, we had talked about on one of the incidents where somebody that was doing like 90 miles an hour on the freeway ended up hitting the deputy and his K-9 officer. And, you know, they both had, you know, serious injuries. And now the K-9 has been, you know, recovering. So Riker, Deputy Riker was there, as well as the officer, the deputy that was injured, as they, you know, continue to recover. The deputy, Sheriff Dr. Danita Arbaugh, ended up letting us know that he is the actual deputy is black, doing light duty. He, you know, he's so he's gotten better to where he could at least return to light duty. Riker, you know, still healing. Initially had no leg, no feeling in the legs of that K-9 deputy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously, you know, doing a little better. They're both recovering. So that was a powerful thing. Having all of the people do the different line dances.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael Jackson, you know, I had to make him do the Thriller and the Billie Jean and all of that, Moonwalk, and all the children that joined in on it. And, of course, like I say, it was just so many things that were going on. The MPD free ice cream truck was there, of course. MPD fire engine was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, all the things where you could go and see things that you usually see when they're working, headed somewhere.
Right.
You know, you get a chance to experience it. So it was a lot of great fun, and to all the deputies that were cooking and on the grills. So it was just a fun and collective event. And, you know, I've always add my humor to it, you know, with different things. So it was an amazing time. So, again, shout out to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office and on a very successful National Night Out, their third annual.
There you go.
Their third annual, so at Veterans Park. So it was great. Something I noticed, Bailey, when I was leaving, and I was like, it's sad because, you know, I don't see it enough with us. Okay, so there's a, I forgot if it's a El Cantino or whatnot, but they had a huge outdoor concert, like, going on.
Okay.
And I'm talking about huge. You saw young people, teens, middle age.
Now, where was this?
Right on Lake Drive. Like,
oh,
you know what
wow.
I'm saying? So,
okay.
To your left, like, I know it's some type of restaurant or whatever, or maybe even a coffee shop or whatever, but it was, when I say hundreds of people,
really?
It was hundreds of people.
Oh, wow.
And the mariachi band was playing. I don't know who it was because I was driving. We were just leaving that.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so that was to my left. And I'm like,
okay,
look at all these people.
Uh-huh.
And what we didn't hear this morning is about any chaos. I continued to drive, still on Lake Drive.
Okay.
All right. And as I got maybe 800 feet down, maybe on the right side, there's another whole situation of, you know, people that don't look like us, right? And and they had a stage there, white people.
Okay,
so I'm not afraid to say it. Okay, so they had a stage set up, you know, with lights and all that. It was packed.
Okay,
all age demographics.
Yeah,
and so you saw little kids, you saw teens. It wasn't nothing on the news this morning saying, you know, how it ended differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just, and then when I got towards, what is it called? North Point, where the, you know, you go and pull into the lot right next to Bradford Beach. And I noticed all this fence up. So I guess Poblocki is going to be, I don't know if they're going to be building something or if it was just a strategic ploy to, because sometimes when I see videos with young adults and teens fighting, it's in that grass area that's adjacent right to the right where you would park your car in North Point.
Okay.
So, and that was all fenced off. I'm like, oh, that was, before I saw the Poblocki sign, on it, you know, the banners or whatever, like, let you know that something's coming or whatever.
Right.
I was like, this was a great strategic ploy because they can't get over there to fight. You know what I'm saying? And then it, and I was just like, it was night and day. It was night and day. So National Night Out, amazing. People of all races and ethnicities, right? And then driving after I left the grounds and driving down and to the left, I'm like, they're just having a great time. They got their lawn chairs. They just, you know, standing up. Man, I'm like, because I'm like, what the hell is going on?
That's what it's supposed to be like.
Absolutely. Then when
supposed
I got further down
kicking it. No
to
problem.
The right, yeah, they packed all age groups. And I'm like, this is how it's supposed to be.
Right.
But unfortunately, for some of our events, you know, now another great example of what it's supposed to look like was the Granville Bids Blues Fest with Mr. B's Privileged and all of that. Amazing. 5,000 plus people for Kelly Price. Just amazing numbers for the whole two weekends, right? No drama. No drama. But there's other incidents, you know, that you have water, Brady Street, and other places. And you always got to see videos and not videos that you want to see. You know, it's like, damn.
You want to see videos of the performers.
I want to see people just enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
It ain't even got to be a performer.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just let's just be able to congregate and it be just that. We, you know, just, can we just congregate and not make it to where there's new restrictions and talks of laws being passed, you know what I'm saying, to change things, food trucks being sanctioned, you know.
Hey, right.
That's a food truck.
They decide to sanction the food trucks. The food trucks, we ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a food truck.
Yeah, so.
I love how they point the finger at everything and everyone except for the people that are actually causing the drama and confusion.
Well, I think that I have my opinion on why that might be.
Okay.
And I've shared it a little bit before because then the R word will come in. The R word. Why they only do that when we down here?
Because y'all the only one to cut up like that.
Bailey!
What?
I'm just... But, you know, I just want us to be able to see our youth go and be in large numbers, but not... You know, being destructive, not coming with some of them coming down with "we gonna come down here to fight." Like there's a clip, Bailey, and I can't. We wouldn't be able to play the audio, but it was at State Fair, and I'll show it to you during our commercial break. But it was some youth gathered talking about five things to do at State Fair, and none of them were safe things. That come to fight. If you see somebody with a gold chain on, snatch it off. You see somebody wearing Cardis, take them off their face and just run. And I like just, yeah. But the number one thing was fight. Come down to State Fair to fight. And they were at State Fair this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, that because it messes it up for those who really want our youth, our children,
people
our young
that really
adults
just want to come
down
there.
They want to come and just have fun.
Have a good time. Bring their family,
right,
their friends out. Yeah.
But when you see mass amounts, and I'm saying that because there were, even with the videos that we showed, there were well over 30 people that were fighting. Well over 30.
Yeah. Well, who did they have? Let me see. How many people did they arrest?
Seven.
Right.
We listen.
That part.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And you can check us out on YouTube. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you to everybody on our YouTube. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, Cecil Nicholson, Jasmine Jazz West, Ebony Allen, and everybody else who's chiming in. While you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe. Also, we are on Facebook Live. Right? We good? Facebook, yeah, Facebook Live, because Bailey getting ready to go check. Bailey going to check, and when we come back, we're going to learn today. Be like, not so much type thing. But we got some conversations.
No, if he says we on, I'm sure we're on.
There we go.
Maybe.
Why? Don't look at me like that. All right, let's take care of some bills. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Milwaukee, it's going to be on and cracking tomorrow. Join us for Truth Family Fest tomorrow, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Listen. It's going to be on, so we want to make sure that you're there to kick it with me and Homer. We kick up. We're there from 11 to noon. So make sure you come and kick with us. Ain't I right, Homer?
Yes, that's right, Bailey.
Even though we didn't make the video, but that's a whole nother issue for another day.
Internal affairs, okay?
True Family Fest. Special thanks to...
You have no chill. I'm sorry.
Educators Credit Union.
Yeah, let's start it off.
American Family Insurance. Milwaukee Public Schools. Artists working in education. City of Milwaukee. DCWS. AB Core. Ascension. And Tap In MKE. Thank you all.
Pastor here, I want to just do a do-over.
Just no.
What?
That was it. That was good. It's tomorrow.
I know. I just wanted to.
Why?
We
went in the video.
Bailey, let me see the script.
Did you see the video? Xavier, you didn't see the video?
No, I did not.
It's on our Facebook page.
In
you can go
video
ahead.
Video of what?
Huh?
Okay. Video of what?
It's a promo video.
Oh.
Okay.
We didn't make it on. Sherwood didn't make it on. I don't know what happened.
So who's on the promo?
Some people.
Okay.
The whole crew. Everybody except us.
Well, I like being left out.
You like being left out?
Yeah, I want to be behind the scenes.
I think it's trash. We're up front.
Okay. Can I go for it?
You want to do it?
Yeah. Ready? Okay, I can't have you. I'm not looking at Bailey, all right? Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us tomorrow for the Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd. It's happening from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and Black the School support to help students get ready for a successful school year. If you're interested in volunteering, we may still have room for some of you. Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing Sierra, CIERRA.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. That's CIERRA.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Bring the whole family tomorrow and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, the Truth Family Fest, happening Saturday, August 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AB Core, and Ascension, and Tap In MKE. So we're going to be there.
So
we kicking it off at 11 a.m. and we're going from 11 to noon and then...
Whatever.
Okay.
11 to noon. That's when you want to be there for us. Hey. We have an intern. She's in the video. Did you see that?
I'm watching the video
The video now? The intern kicks off the video. That's dope. I love it.
Listen.
That's an amazing thing.
Bailey, you had some very...
You're not in the video, Homer. I just want to break it down to you.
Well, we're out of here pretty fast. I mean, I'm out of here after Sherwin's show. So.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to be there? You're not going to be here for there tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow I'm shooting a wedding, so no.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
All I'm trying to do is get into some of the topics.
Well, Homer and
topics.
I don't know who's going to be producing here, but Homer and I will be there from 11 to noon for the broadcast.
Yeah, I saw, I just watched the promo. Yeah, we're not in it.
Sherwin's not in it.
Sherwin's not in it.
Maybe it had something to do with you and the shows that you produce.
To the producer, Xavier, to make order in the producer studio, order in this studio.
What?
Order to the show. What? What are we doing? Let's stop the music.
We're going to have a good time tomorrow, though.
Yes.
Because we're there from 11 to noon. After that, I don't know. We got some performances and stuff, right?
Yes. Bailey.
What?
Y'all hear the what? Listen.
I can't tell my truth.
Really?
It was a cool promo video, though.
Really, though, baby?
It was cool, wasn't it?
She gonna say, yeah, I it can't was tell cool. my... You gonna cool use my own video. Thing against me?
Huh? But, you know, they use Celebration in there. I think we might be able to get fined for that.
You know, I couldn't hear the audio. I just yeah. kind of lip read.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they use this Celebration. Cool.
Okay.
We could,
you know,
you're only supposed to use that for the song that it is, like if you're playing it in rotation.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They made a lot of money off of a lot of people for that. Yeah. Hey, Homer.
Yeah. Hey.
They might want to take that off.
Okay.
Just the song, though. The rest of the video is really cool.
You know, some of the stories that Bailey sent me.
Of course, we're not in it.
I'm trying.
What?
Bailey!
What?
It's a cool video, Homer.
It is a cool video, Homer. Have you seen
yes,
it?
Yes, I saw it. You know. Okay. You sent in, some stories, topics that we could talk about.
Okay. And I mean,
Xavier,
we both do that.
CBS 58. You go to CBS 58. It says a Racine woman is recovering after ex-boyfriend accused of shooting and stabbing her with a screwdriver.
Right. Is that not crazy?
Yes.
Racine, what is going on out there?
Racine.
Listen.
There's portions of Racine's that is about it.
He did it in front of people, too.
Yes. Yes.
Like, she literally ran. Y'all got to see that. You got to play the clip because.
Yeah, that's why I gave him the name.
Yeah.
Bailey sends hers to me. You know, to Xavier. So.
Well, it's because my link for his. So we got to get that straight because my link for your email is not working.
So what I try to do is I try to copy all of the links that you send and I include them in an email that I sent to him.
So.
But, yeah, so I believe he is, he found it, but we'll let him make sure that he got it queued up and any beginning commercials for CBS 58 plays and we get that out of the way. But that is
but
crazy.
I feel some type of way about it, though, because she, like, literally video recorded the whole thing.
Right.
I feel some type of way about that. She recorded I guess because she wanted her family to know what was happening with her.
Yeah, well, we got the video.
Yeah, we got the video, y'all. It's crazy.
So if you are on our YouTube page and Facebook Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live.
You should be able to watch it with
us. We're live on Facebook, y'all.
All right. So. Now, let's see. You know what? Because of the extra time that was used discussing the video,
what?
The promo video, we'll do it after we come back from
break.
What
do you mean?
Bailey, you know him well, what I mean.
That promo video is hot.
It is.
It's dope.
It is.
We just not in it.
Bailey!
To make it better.
Okay.
Hey, it's my truth.
We're here too early.
You know what?
No, that's not what it was.
You know.
Because they have come here early to get audio from us.
Listen.
Have they not?
Bailey! Oh, yeah, we got to take care of
what?
Some bills. You're listening to the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black. Let's go, Xavier.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Before we went to our break, we were talking about this video clip from CBS 58 that we wanted to show you about the Racine woman who's recovering after her ex-boyfriend accused of shooting and stabbing her with a screwdriver.
Man.
And,
wait till y'all see this video.
Yeah, so we're going to play that video clip. And Truth Nation, we definitely need to talk about that. The Truth call-in line is 833-212-1017. And as usual, on our YouTube page and Facebook Live, You can like and follow, like and subscribe on YouTube, and you can watch the video along with us if you haven't seen it. So, Xavier, you can play that clip for us, CBS 58.
So Bryce Beck, hopefully you're having a nice Thursday. And tonight, a Racine woman recovering after police say her ex-boyfriend shot her and stabbed her in the head with a screwdriver.
A video given to CBS 58 by the victim's family shows the terrifying moments unfold as she runs and calls for help. Andy Bernhardt joins us live in the studio. And Andy, you were able to speak with someone nearby who was actually held at gunpoint during this?
Yeah, Natalie and Jessup, Stuart Brown tells me it was just like any other day at his auto shop Tuesday until a woman ran into his garage screaming for help. Video shared with us by the woman and her family shows the moment the victim's ex-boyfriend, who police say is Luke Gruhl, shows up outside of her door and chases her. A warning, this can be hard to watch.
What do you do? Oh, my God.
Video taken by the victim shows her running out of a home after gunshots go off, screaming for help.
Help me! Help me! Help me! Help me! He's got a gun! Help me!
That's when Stuart Brown says the woman ran into his auto shop on Washington Avenue in Racine.
She came running in, and I'm walking over here, screaming her brains out, and I'm going, what's going on?
Brown says it escalated quickly when a man with a gun showed up.
He comes running in like this with a pistol. And here I am, bam, in my face. I said, whoa, I came running out here. And I says to my guys and my customer, get out. Someone's got a gun.
His coworker was inside as the woman was attacked.
She was down over here. He was pistol whipping her, bam, bam, bam. And then he's over here. He says, hey, get off her. And then he just turns around, boom, pointed right in his face. What's he going to do?
Brown says the man pointed the gun at him, too, before he was able to run across the street to the fire department for help.
When I seen that gun, it was, am I going to go home?
Police say 23-year-old Luke Gruhl, the woman's ex-boyfriend, shot her and stabbed her in the head with a screwdriver. Gruhl was arrested on scene and admitted to shooting her. He's charged with attempt of first-degree intentional homicide, armed burglary, and pointing a firearm at another.
I'd like to see him locked up. For quite a while. He don't deserve to be on the streets. He's a punk. He's an idiot.
I did speak with a family member today, and they say she's still processing and recovering and isn't ready to speak yet. But Natalie and Jessup, she's been very vocal on social media, sharing her story of survival.
So glad she survived. Andy Bernhardt live in studio. Thank you. Now, if you or someone you know is in a domestic violence situation and needs help, the Women's Resource Center has a 24-hour crisis line. You can either call or text them. And we do have these numbers and information on our website as well, cbs58.com.
That was traumatic.
Yes, it was. Very traumatic.
Terrifying to everybody who ended up being there. Just, you know what I mean? Around it. And he obviously didn't give a damn.
Not at all. I'm glad she did get away. I think that saved her life, but at the same time, that was traumatic.
I think that, you know, in the day and age that we're in right now, it was very important that, of course, she needed to try to get away to save herself. But if you know you are in a DV type situation, you know that you have an ex. And this is for men and women.
Yes.
That you do. Now, this is a time that you record so you'll have the evidence of the person, you know, you're telling them, leave, get away from my home, get away from my apartment, whatever it might be, leave my parents' house or whatever.
Right.
And to capture the actions of that person.
Yeah.
So hopefully now the person will be put away.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes I've seen some people go and they call and the person may get arrested, but then all of a sudden they're accepting the calls again and now they're not ready to pursue. But in some of those situations, the state will take up the case.
Yeah.
And but yeah, because of all the evidence that they do have already. Right. And but yeah, so you have to have, I always talk about a paper trail.
Yeah.
Like, if things like this are going on, it's very important, in my opinion, that you document it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like you're calling the police too much.
Right.
Don't feel like, You know, you keeping a diary of a night that they came by and was beating on your bedroom window mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. Document all of that information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in worst case scenario, if you have to defend yourself,
mm-hmm.
you can have some documentation.
Right.
That this has been an ongoing issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just, oh, you just happen to do this because, you know. No.
Right.
It, oftentimes it's something that's built up.
Right.
And you've been trying to get help. You document when you've had to call a family member or your mm-hmm. best friend over because of this person that is acting violently. Mm-hmm. You know, just document it all. Document it all. And the best way outside of just journaling it is to just call law enforcement and let them know, hey, my ex, again, he keeps coming over here.
Right.
You know, and if you can get the restraining order, get a restraining order.
Right.
Just so you can say you've done all the things in case you have to defend yourself.
Right.
Because of being in imminent danger.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So she did, you know, she did what she should have done.
I'm just glad she was able to
crazy.
Run out.
I'm
yeah,
glad
that was
she
crazy.
Alive.
Yeah, I am too. I'm glad she had the check because if she would not have run.
Mm-hmm.
She probably wouldn't be alive today, so I'm thankful that she did, and that she went someplace where she at least had some witnesses
mm-hmm.
to what was going on. You know,
right? LaRon Taylor on our YouTube page said, "This is one of those I'm glad he's not black moments."
That part.
I'm glad she's potentially going to be okay physically.
Yeah,
that goes without saying. Hopefully, she'll be able to get some counseling. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to be key.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be key for her because that was just, I mean, that was terror.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, I felt some type of crazy just watching the video. So I know she felt like, yeah, so
mm-hmm.
that's definitely going to need some counseling right there.
Yep. Yep.
And he need to be gone. He need to be up under the jail.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but... You know, oftentimes, I mean, the people, you got to follow through.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Don't let it just be heat of the moment situations. And then all of a sudden, you know what? I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to do it now. Just stay away.
Because you think of the person that,
yeah, that
you think of the representative that you met.
Right. Right.
There's no way
mm-hmm.
you've beaten me with a gun or whatever they said he was doing allegedly.
Mm hmm.
That I'm not going to be like, oh, no,
right.
you finna, no.
Right.
You know, but some people, you know, when they're used to that and they're in those DV situations, they do, you know.
They can say allegedly all they want. I heard the gun. I saw the gun. Yeah, he had that gun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, again, use the places that, you know what I'm saying, are available.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in DV situations, please use the things that are available for you, men and women.
Yes.
You know, that are going through this. And another area that some people don't talk about, but I like to talk about because I think it's important, is how many of our youth are going through this, our teen
yeah.
girls, our teen boys. A lot of these teens are so quick
mm-hmm.
to point these illegal guns that they have
yeah.
at their girlfriends.
Yeah.
And threaten to shoot them.
Yeah.
And will sometimes fire a shot into the wall or, you know what I mean, somewhere in the home, drive by, shoot gunshots into the home or the apartment.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we have to stay in our, and I know they may be grown now, but some of them are not. They're 15 and 16. And they're in these relationships. So, like, when we hear the situation where this 15-year-old was charged in connection with the fatal shooting of David Krause near Milwaukee Harbor District.
Mm-hmm.
So when we hear about that, when we hear that there are now two teens that are charged in the 414-day murder, prosecutors have charged a 16-year-old
mm-hmm.
Breonte Tyler and 15-year-old Stallone Daly with felony murder. You know,
right?
You got to think that these people are in relationships oftentimes with some of the girls out here. And they always keeping a gun with them. And it's usually a violent situation. There's even video clips that you can see of some of that where it's like he's literally holding guns to the girl's head and threatening to, like, if you don't say this, I'm telling you, you ain't going to say nothing about me, you know. And it's like, damn, and that's so traumatic because it's traumatic if you're grown.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a teen, but it's some sickness in some of them, in my opinion, because they have opportunities and families that love them and care about them, and they still won't let it go.
Well, you know what? Those are those type of situations. I also don't want us to smooth over the men that are in these situations that are being abused.
Yep, I never do.
Because just like it was a few months ago, this happened in Racine as well.
Mm-hmm.
A young lady I think she was convicted. But anyways, stabbed her boyfriend in the heart
mm-hmm.
with a fork
mm-hmm.
because he brought her, you know, he brought chicken to the house. He didn't want to go out to dinner. He wanted to eat at the house. And she got mad
mm-hmm.
and literally stabbed him in the heart.
Yep.
It killed him right there. And, you know, you hear the family tell it he was a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in an abusive situation.
And
supposedly.
When I talk about that portion of it, Bailey, it's shunned upon. Like if a man comes out and says, yeah, you know, hey, the lady in my life, be it just his woman or his wife, abuses me all the time. If he's around his guys and we hear him say that,
mm-hmm.
oftentimes we're going to laugh. We're like, dude, your wife ain't but this right. tall and she ain't but this big.
Right.
And so the laughter starts. And then instead of the man still being able to tell his truth, he's now, man, you know I was playing with y'all.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now he lives in this place and feels like he can't even go tell his best friends, his guys, that, you know, that he's dealing with this situation and without being judged and to feel like you lying, man.
Well, here,
that woman ain't did that to you.
And here's the crazy part about it.
Crazy.
A lot of our brothers, if they were, and a lot of young men and men in general, if they were raised correctly, were taught not to hit women, not to mm-hmm. raise a hand mm-hmm. to a woman, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to be more respectful. But then when they get with somebody that isn't that way,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's used to fighting and brawling and talking crazy and all the things,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they're mannerable and they're doing what they're supposed to do. You know, not all men are all hard and all that kind of stuff. That don't make you no man to me.
That part. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Truth Nation, we want to hear your truth on this situation again when we talk about DV and then talking about the men
mm-hmm.
that are also in DV situations.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, it's like the silence.
Yeah.
The silence is there because, again, we don't want to be looked at or alienated. And we use it as conversation pieces sometimes.
Absolutely.
We'd be like, oh, but tell them what you told us, man. They listen to this. And it's Joe, and then that's where he has to put on his man face on and be like, man, now. And I told y'all I was playing.
Uh-huh.
We got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Don't forget, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. It'll be time for What the Business Is.
We only got a few minutes, y'all. Get it together. Get ready.
You're looking to discover and support local businesses in our community?
Yep.
Make sure you are tuned in at 8 a.m. and ready to call in for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is and where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities that they serve. Don't miss it. Coming up at 8 a.m. this morning, only on Truth in the Morning, with the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
It's powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. So, again, when we go to our next break,
yep.
Y'all need to start calling.
Yep.
833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. That's after we go to our next break.
Yeah, and the who, what, when, where, phone number, website for more information. That's what you need to have.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. You're going to learn this morning.
And if you're having an event,
mm-hmm.
Let's just stick to one event that you're doing, because I know one of my cousins was on last week. And she had a whole range. Let's just do the first event.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's all we're doing, the first event.
That part.
Don't string them all together, just the first one.
You're going to learn today.
We'll get to the other ones in other weeks.
That part.
All right? Stick to one event.
That part. When we went to break, we were talking about the DV situation. And Bailey was speaking about men that go through it, and it's one of the things that I always try to include when I talk about DV, because again, it's not often talked about, you know, and a lot of men suffer in silence.
Yeah,
and again, I can admit before I just really thought about it. So I mean, it's been over a decade or so now.
Yeah,
maybe more than that. That I turned on, like, hold on, these brothers are really going through something, and we often, you know, laugh at it, you know, and I can say that there was a point, it's been like over 20 years ago now, but that when some men that I know would end up saying, you know, around a group of us, yeah, man, like my girl, man, she be jumping on me, man, and this, that, and the other, right? Man, your big old self, man. Come on, man. You can,
right.
We see your girl, man. We see your wife, man. Come on, man. You got to be kidding.
She's 5'1".
Right.
What are you talking about?
All of those things. And,
yeah.
And so even as they try to be like, no, man, I mean, I'm for real. Dude, come on. And they laughing. You know,
right.
We be laughing and whatnot.
Right.
And then that's when they put up the shield and be like, you know, I'm man. You know, ain't no way in hell, man,
right.
That I was gonna let her do that to me.
Right.
I'm just saying, man. But yeah, y'all crazy, man. Nah, man, please.
Men that are appropriately raised are taught not to hit women.
That part.
I mean, that just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, some of these ladies.
Yep.
Ain't ladies. They brawl sisters.
Okay.
They ready to get out and do a brawl.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to fight.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, they came out fighting.
That part.
And, you know, you're not supposed to hit nobody.
That's right.
But then I also remember my mom saying, if somebody hits you, you better hit them.
Oh yeah. That has been instilled in so many of us. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like hashtag that part, hashtag facts. You're gonna learn today.
You know.
But people should keep their hands to themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you're a man or a woman and a woman, a man, mm-hmm. whatever the case.
That's right.
Hands to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do all that.
That
includes putting your fingers and stuff in people's face, because I know that's
a
match that can be struck as well.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Let's just, you know, be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to people. I don't know whatever happened to that. But someplace along the lines, that went by the wayside. People don't, you know, show that common respect.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that everybody deserves that. And I'll give the common courtesy respect, but the rest of my respect has to be earned.
That part.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is a crazy situation and world that we are in right now, to where it's all of the things that would normally seem like common sense.
Right.
It's a lot of people. Everybody got it, but everybody don't
use everybody it. Ain't got it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Bailey, I can give you the test. I can give you the test. I can give you the test.
The test.
Yes, I can give you the test. Listen. You sit there and say that, right? What about that same person if they're at a stoplight downtown? You know how many people down here where we are downtown may be, what do y'all call it, unhoused, homeless, or may have some mental health issues or whatnot, and they're standing on these bus stops. Do you realize if they didn't have common sense, how many people would be ran over by buses and cars downtown? Because you would just walk right out. You'd walk right out. Nope. When they see that little hand go up and it stay there and it stay there until they see that man go into the walking position, they standing right there with everybody else. I don't care if they still talking to themselves and all of that. They are not. So
Hey, Jamie, that's a good poll. That's a good poll for the YouTube channel.
I rebel when people say, everybody ain't got common sense. Yes, they do.
Does everybody have common sense?
Yes, but they don't always use it.
Everyone has common sense.
Yeah, listen, they do. Because, again,
I'm going to put that on the Facebook, too, for
the crimes that we're experiencing in the city. The crimes that we're experiencing in the city. When law enforcement pulls up, what do? Run. When the lights come on, the cherries and berries come on, and they know that they own something or they may be a wanted suspect, what do? They create a high-speed pursuit. Why? Because they didn't want to get caught. When they end up crashing, whether they've injured somebody else or not, what do? When they get out of the car, they run. That's common sense.
That's common sense.
So
that means they know they got to get out the way.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, yeah, people can act like, well, everybody ain't got common. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They know how to roll a blunt. They know how to drink lean. They know how to do all of these other things.
That
but
means
now we're
they
supposed
got common
to stop.
Sense because they know how to drink lean.
You know how to go buy it? You know how to go buy it? How you going to get it? You went and bought it? You get what I'm saying? How you
going to
mix it together? So they got it, but it's selective when they choose to use it. That's the garbage part about it.
It's selective.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all make sure you chime in. The poll is up on our YouTube chat, and it is up on our Facebook. If you're checking us out on Facebook, 1017 The Truth, right there on Facebook in the chat there.
Yep.
Just express. We need to know what you think, too.
Yeah,
we want to know what everybody think. We want to shout everybody out. We want to get it popping on Facebook too, just like we have it on YouTube.
Absolutely, but yeah. So yeah, I don't buy into that. They ain't know any better. That's a lie. That's a lie. How you know how to pull the trigger?
Everybody got comments. Okay. Well, our poll is going already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you believe everyone has common sense? 22% says yes. 70% says no. Now it's 30% says yes, 70% says no.
So it's a majority saying that they don't believe it. But again, I just
you got that basic. It. You got that basic. They should have that basic.
They do.
They do.
Listen. Listen.
State your case, Mr. Blow.
As I have. Well, it's time to get ready to take care of some business.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have to take this up.
Y'all keep going with the poll.
Yeah, after we're done with what the business is, because I need you to call in after that, and after we finish with what the business is, and state your no, they don't. So, again, I can continue to prove so many different ways where you know they do.
Yeah.
They absolutely do. How do they know how to use a phone?
They may not
how
know.
Do they know how to go live and film crimes that they're doing
some,
and other
some
people?
Some people just had a,
that's
they
common
just had
sense.
A push button.
That's common sense.
They
how you know how to push the button? How do you know which button to push?
Because somebody said, listen, push this button.
Now, how do you know which button to push? I'm just saying, how do you know how to say,
they
call my
phone.
Mama? Now, I got you. See, I was just already there. Call my mama. I ain't trying to hear it. Let's debate. We're going to do it after we take care of the, we got to take care of the business now.
Yeah, we do.
So
we
got to get ready to take care of these bills.
But y'all keep going on the poll, on the YouTube, and on the Facebook.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it after we get done with what the business is. 833.
I always said everybody got common sense.
833-212. They just choose when to use it.
Yeah,
they just choose when to use it.
Selective.
833-212-1017. That is the truth calling in line, but it's now turning into the what the business is line.
Yes.
Start calling now, 833-212-1017. We want to know what the business is when we return, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. And then we're going to find out, common sense or not, we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.